At one time, things seemed pretty good for Stephen Howells, living and working in Hawaii with his wife, Nicole.
The thing that I always remember is his smile. It was the smile in and of itself that made people happy.
But life would become more challenging for Howells after he started experiencing delusions. He ended up living in a group home just outside of Phoenix, Arizona, under 24-hour supervised care.
We've known about the group home for a long time.
I thought it was just recovering addicts and things of that nature that should have a second chance.
But Stephen Howells would never get the chance to leave.
I don't want any family to have to go through what Mr. Howells' family is going through now.
On April 12th, 2021, first responders were called to that home on a quiet street in Gilbert, Arizona, where they'd find another resident, Christopher Lambeth, washing away blood in the shower.
Somebody in the shower right now.
Gotcha.
Swipe your stuff in there.
Lambeth had been what you might call an ideal resident at Tilda Manor. But all that changed on that April day, and a dark secret from Lambeth's past would soon be revealed.
You know, think about it. The blood had dried, and there they are. And he's in another room, you know, watching TV like nothing ever happened.
Exposing a system with gaps and possible failures.
Why weren't there more precautions taken in order to keep people safe, not only in that house, but in our neighborhood?
Prosecutors decided to agree because it was pretty obvious that he had a psychotic episode. Jail would not be the place for him. You know, they don't really have the facilities to incarcerate someone who's that ill.
A system that should have prevented another tragedy.
What kind of care do people get who do have a mental illness or who do need help?
That should have never happened.
Silence and a lack of transparency only tell me that maybe there's more to the story that we don't know.
I'm Erica Stapleton. Join me for Locked Inside, a new podcast from the 12 News iTeam and Vault Studios. Listen and follow wherever you listen to podcasts.